Good morning and welcome to Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and I'm so excited to have on the line today MVP Lenka Stoller from Canada. Her business is just exploding, and I'm so excited to have her share with you today. So, Lenka, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Linda. I've been loving the tips of the day, and I'm super happy to get to share one with you guys. I'm going to try not to cough. I've been taking my Get Well Soon, but I definitely have a tickle in my throat, so I'll do my best to keep it quiet for you guys. So my tip that I'm going to share with you guys today actually came up a couple of weeks ago when somebody was asking me. I was doing a tweaking call with her, and it reminded me of when I first started in my business. So I wanted to share this tip with you. It's all about your ask for the business side of Arbonne at your close table at your parties. And, of course, you know, we have the trifecta, close, and party checkout checklists and things like that. But what I said, I knew that stuff. So when I first started my business, which was 8 years ago, I went area very quickly. I went area in about 3 months in my business. And my first team was my warm network, right? I was excited about my business, super stoked about it. And when I was excited, it made my friends excited. And so right away in my first month of business, I had a few people who joined my team, which was awesome. So off and running we were going. It was great. I went area. I launched them. They were up and running and going. And all of a sudden, you know, they had their own businesses and I had an empty calendar. And so I was trying to, you know, get parties going and things like that. And I wasn't launching anyone. Months went by before I even had a person I was talking to about the business because I couldn't think of anyone. And Goltej and I were having who's now ENVP, Dr. Goltej Somani. At the time, she was an area manager. But we were having a conversation about my business. And actually, she was a regional vice president. And she said, you know, we're talking, and I said, I don't have anybody I'm talking to about the business. And she said, well, who have you given a business pack to lately at your parties? You know, because I had a full calendar of parties by then. I had generated, you know, that momentum. So here I am having 8 parties a month, and yet I don't have any business chats on my calendar. And she said, well, you know, who have you given a business pack to at a party? And I said, I've never given a business pack out at a party. And she went, you have it? And there was this kind of moment. And she said, do you have them at the party? And I said, yes, I have the business packs there, but I've never given one away. And she said, oh, well, I found my entire team at parties. And there was this like total pause moment where both of us realized, she realized she was doing something I wasn't doing, and I realized she was definitely doing something that I must not be doing. And so there's this kind of moment where we both went, huh. And what I figured out in that conversation with her was that I was talking about the business at every party because I was excited. I was loving Arbonne. I was an area manager. I was super excited. So I was definitely talking about the business, and I'm sure I was drumming up lots of excitement and curiosity, and I had no problem with my sales and all that kind of stuff. But the truth was I wasn't asking people at my close table if they would like to have a chat about Arbonne, right? And so I was skipping that part, and it's not because I didn't know to do it, to be totally honest, it's because I was afraid to, right? I got nervous at the table about, you know, what they might think of me for asking, right? And so I really was skipping over that part. When I made that tweak in my business, you guys, it changed my business forever, right? So it's one of those things that if it's the biggest tip I can give you, it would be around that. And so I call this tip, do you want fries with that? Right? And so my team knows this. We talk about this. Do you want fries with that? When you go through the restaurant or you're going through, you know, here in Canada, it's Tim Hortons before hockey practice and all that stuff, you know, and you go through the drive-through and they say, they place your order and they say, do you want fries with that? They say that because it's part of their job and they don't want you to miss out. They don't go, oh gosh, should I offer her fries? Shouldn't I offer her fries? Oh, she doesn't look like she likes fries. Maybe she doesn't need fries. You know, they don't go through that whole conversation in their head. They just say, would you like fries with that? Because it's part of their job, and they don't want you to miss out, right, on whatever the deal is on it. So asking at your close table is part of your job. And, you know, those things like the trifecta close and the checkout checklist are useful to help you do those things, but you have to use them, right? Here's a tip on what I do as well. So I use client profile sheets, and at the bottom of the client profile sheet has a place for them to fill out, you know, yes, I'd love to a discount for hosting, you know, yes, I'd love to know more about getting 35% off, and yes, I would love to know more about this business, that kind of thing, right? And so that's at the bottom of, pardon me, all of my client profile sheets. So when I do my close, when I'm talking to everybody, I say, you know, you guys, down at the bottom of this profile sheet is a place for you to circle one of these options. And so you can do that as you come up to my close table. But I also say, but don't worry about it. If you don't know which one you want, or you might want more than one or whatever, don't worry about it, because I'm going to ask you all three of those things anyway when you come to the table. So don't worry about that. The reason I like that is because, number one, it draws their attention to that and they can choose one of those things. But I've also said that I'm going to ask them all three of those things anyway, and they have the expectation that I'm going to. They're not going to think it's odd that I am, right? Which they wouldn't anyway. But then I've set up the expectation for myself that I'm going to make sure I say all those things to all those, to each person who comes to the table. It really is just part of the job, right? And they know that and I know that. So I find just saying that made a bit of a difference for me to make sure that I do it all the time. At the table, your closed table, that's your chance for you to show people, to see, you know, to show people what you saw that night in them and the opportunity for them. So, for example, you might have had somebody that you noticed asked a lot of questions. Maybe their eyes lit up when you started talking about a white Mercedes-Benz, right? Or they're nodding their head when you're talking about something in your story. You know, those people who are glued to you or asked a question like, is that car really free? Or, so how many parties do you have to do in a month? You know, those kind of questions, that's a person, obviously, that you're going to say, hey, I noticed you had a few questions tonight. Did you want to meet for a quick 15-minute chat and have a cup of coffee and I can show you how it works? You know, are you open to that? Or maybe you heard somebody say something. You know, you could say, I heard you say that you just love vegan products. Or I heard you say, oh my gosh, my friends are just going to love this, right? Or maybe I heard you say that you just got laid off at work, right? Maybe you heard something in the room and you can say, you know, are you open to chatting with me? It's what you notice. The other thing that you'll notice about people, that person who walks in the room and lights the room up when they walk into it, right? That person who's chatting up the other people who they don't even know in the room, or that person who's just so helpful and all over helping the hostess. You know, that person that you can see, wow, she would be so good at this business. That's a person that whether they asked a question about the business or were nodding their heads or circled, you know, none of those things on the client profile sheet, that's the person you would say, you know, you would be amazing at what I do. You just light up the room when you walk into it. Would you be open to chatting about this? Because I think you could be amazing. You know, you want to make sure that you share with, what a huge compliment that is to somebody, right? That's a huge compliment. And so, you know, you want to make sure you share that and just say, are you open to meeting? But that's your chance to do that. And they're expecting the question from you. The other part of my closing of my whole party is, so what, you know, all the orders are done, all that stuff is done. I have a chance to kind of oversee my whole party and close it. To me, the close is not till I've talked to my hostess about whether she wants a business or not, because there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened. People placed orders. People had questions. People were saying, oh my gosh, my mother-in-law would love this. Parties booked out. Maybe somebody signed up, obviously, for a discount, that kind of thing. And that's my chance to say to her, you know, you have the start of a business here. Before I close your party and get everything entered, I'd love to know if you would be open to chatting about this, because I would not want you to miss out on all the stuff that happened here. So it is part of my ask. It's part of my actual close. It's part of my job to make sure that I talk to her so she doesn't miss out on that opportunity. So that, again, it's just the do you want fries with that. For me, it honestly, you guys, was fear, right? The only reason I wasn't doing those things in the very beginning was because I was afraid to. I was afraid of what they'd think of me. And like I said, the girl at the restaurant isn't like, oh my gosh, if I offer her fries, what the heck is she going to think of me? So why was I thinking that? I was thinking that, to be honest, because I was thinking about me and not about the person sitting on the other side of my closed table, right? If I have them in mind and I'm trying to serve them and give them a huge gift and I can see what this business can do for them, then it becomes easy. It not only becomes easy, it becomes exciting, right? You see somebody who's amazing and you're like, oh my gosh, can you imagine if she picked up the Arbonne ball and ran with it, what she would have in her life? And at my, when I hosted a party way back in the beginning, and Gold has said that to me at the end of the party, you know, she said, you would be incredible at this. I said, no, thank you. And I wasn't interested at all. But you know what? If she hadn't asked, I would have walked away from that and probably not thought about it again, except that I loved my products. But it was the ask that made me start thinking about it. And I was complimented by it. And then there was a conversation that happened later and all that kind of stuff. If she hadn't asked me, I don't know if I would be here today. But she saw something brilliant for me. And obviously, 8 years later, I could never imagine my life any other way. So I would say just make sure that your focus is on serving other people and seeing that gift for them, because you don't know what could be in store for them for 2014. So my tip is, do you want fries with that? Do you want a business with your order when you're sitting down to order your products with me? Because you could change somebody's life forever, right? And a totally amazing 2014 for them. That's my tip.
Linka, that is such a great tip. And here's what's so funny. She doesn't even realize this, but this is a great follow-up to the tip that I just put out today on the 5 steps of closing your presentation. And number 3 is to ask for the business. And I was wanting someone to expand on that because it's the most important part of the close. And so she read my mind without even knowing it and gave you that, because this is so important, because the number one goal of anything you do, whether it's a one-on-one or a group presentation, is to find a business builder. And so she's exactly right. You need to ask every person. And even though they might tell you no, you planted that seed and they start thinking about it. So, Linka, it was an amazing tip. Thank you so much. And I love how you, you know, would you like fries with that? Would you like a business with that? I think that's so great. So thank you for sharing with us. And everyone, don't forget to make someone's day.
Thank you.